Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, hello, goodness gracious. Oh! Ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys, we're back for another edition of Clinton Bloody Baptiste Paranormal Podcast. Here she is, it's only Linda Pollard. Come on, let's hear it for Linda.
Whip, whip.
Linda's here. How are you, Linda?
I'm all right.
What? Tell me what you've been up to. I know this is a familiar format. What have you been up to, my love?
I tell you what I've been up to. Yeah. Right, my birthday was a couple of months ago, but right. I had a very nice birthday treat on Friday.
Really? What was that?
Linda farted in the kitchen.
Was that before or after the treat? Go on.
I went to see ABBA, not the actual ABBA.
Oh!
The Avatar ABBAs.
What's it called? Arrival? No.
Voyage.
Voyage! Arrival was one of their albums,
yes.
Wasn't it?
Yes. They started with Visitors, which I thought was an interesting an entree.
Which is that one? Their new one?
No, oh. It's not. It's a really old one, but it's from one of the later albums. You know, it's not in your Mamma Mia sphere. It's more right. of a... If you're into ABBA, you'll know it, but if you're not, you won't.
I like ABBA, but I'm no aficionado.
Yeah.
And so they did that. And what was it like, the concert? People say they love it, don't they?
Well, right. Let's just say they played Does Your Mother Know?
Right.
Basically, my mother and everybody else's was there. So, yes, she did know. She was more than aware and she was shaking a thing on the dance floor. Well, yeah. The ones that could shake their things were shaking them. There was also a large portion of the auditorium which was seated and they did not move an awful lot. I hope they were all right, but
yeah.
But they did wave their arms a little bit for Chiquitita and stuff.
Oh, well, that's nice. I mean, it's for everyone, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did they say? Oh, because that's what I'd say if I saw Agnetha.
Well, here's the thing about them, right?
Yeah.
They said they were holograms. They weren't really. They were on a screen. It was very cleverly done, but you could see, if you weren't at the right angle, they did look quite thin. You had to get yourself at the right angle, and then you could see them in all their glory.
I see,
Every now and again, though, they would give you a bum shot from Agnetha, because that's what the paying customers want to see, apparently. But they, again, trimmed her down so she didn't have as lovely a chubby bum that she had in the real life.
Oh, hold on. So what, they've aged up her bum for the hologram?
They've not aged it up. They've slimmed it down for the 2022s, you know, not like the 1970s when we didn't have that kind of tiny underwear that would, you know, not be so supportive of a nice round bottom.
So is it less or more?
Small.
Oh, okay. I mean, good job. If you were on there as a hologram, they could do something about this.
Linda said it.
Wow.
Maybe.
Now, I don't want to be personal about Ruth, but she's got no reason to be throwing stones, has she, in that glass house?
Ruth, come on, love. And that's sexist of me to play that,
exactly,
isn't it?
Exactly, yes. I mean, sister to sister, Ruth, belt up or I'll deck you.
You heard it here, folks. There's going to be a stand-up brawl between Linda and Ruth.
It won't be a stand-up. She won't get a chance. It'll be over in a flash.
You hit her with your three tits.
If she invades my ginnel one more time,
no!
I cannot be held responsible for my actions.
No! Well, let's see if we can organise a celebrity boxing match.
That's all the thing, isn't it?
It's all the rage, isn't it? I've got to tell you about getting back to ABBA and away from ghastly Ruth, the bitch.
And her beautiful bosoms, aren't they, Ruth? Lovely.
Oh, God.
Ruth, come away, please.
Please, Ruth, let's just not... I don't want any aggro.
Tuck them back in your skirt.
There's too much trash talk going on. Listen, I wanted to talk about ABBA just for a second, because you know Ramon, he's a massive Agnetha fan.
Well, you can tell he uses quite a lot of her looks, doesn't he?
That's right. And he honestly, literally, even her hologram has got a restraining order against him.
Bloody hell.
That's unique. Right, here we go. So I just wanted to... This is the most amazing story of all things. Talking of Ruth...
In you go, stop my fanny.
That is literally what this... story is about. Yes. Simmer down, turn the scary music up.
Here you go.
From DJ Farrington. Dave Farrington. Hi, Clinton. I have a bit of an issue I'm worried about, and I was hoping you could lend me your talents to put my mind at rest. A few months ago, at last somebody can actually write the Queen's English, King's English. A few months ago, my wife lost her grandparents, not at the shops or anything like that. They passed away.
Passed belt wrong.
Yeah,
absolutely. You peaked too soon.
Anything like that. No comma. They passed away. Or full stop. Now, a week ago, we had a lovely church service, all the family and some of their close friends. And while in the church, oh, for Christ's sake, David, write properly. I turned off my phone, as you do. Then afterwards, as we all headed over to a lonely woodland walking area where they used to walk when courting, I turned my phone back on while walking. Yeah, right. To an area of bluebell flowers. And after a lovely speech from my father-in-law, my wife's uncle, aunties and fathers started scattering the ashes around the bluebell.
His father-in-law is his wife's uncle.
Get it right, David? Anyway, let's stay with it. There's a load of people grieving and they're around a load of bluebells.
Yeah.
Then it happened.
Linda put wrong paper in recycling.
No, it's not that. No, something happened and it was this. As a fan of the show, I'd recently purchased the text alert sounds, which are available to all of you. And just after the ashes had settled and the family had a warm embrace, he means embrace, the dulcet tone of Ruth saying, "There's a ghost up my fanny."
You're joking.
No, echoed around us. I was in shock. Not as much as my mother-in-law, who I was next to. Now, I was just wondering whether you could possibly get in contact with my wife's grandparents, Bill and Jean, to see if they found the funny side of the situation, or if I need to go back to the spot and throw myself upon the mercy of the spirit world. Thanks for any help given, Dave. Well, of course, you will know that this is the offending sound.
In the ghost up my fanny.
How awful to have that moment ruined. By. Can you imagine? Have you ever had anything awful happen to you like that, where something embarrassing has happened at a most inopportune moment?
Well, I'm trying to think about it. I do have a friend who used to read the news on the radio.
Right, go on.
And he was reading a rather tragic story and his phone went off.
Right.
And his phone played, do you remember back in the early noughties, or maybe the late 90s, that song that went, I'm blue, a dabba dee dabba do, a dabba. That went off.
I thought you were going to say it was in the middle of a tragic story and that would have been worse, wouldn't it? I tell you what, I should have prepared this earlier, but I just remembered something. My friend Joanna Bobin, who's a very famous actress now in America, she told me that her dad used to work on this, he was a sports presenter, he did Sky, and he did the news on, did the sports news on Southern TV down south in Hampshire or something, some years ago. And he told me, because we went down to the house, and he told me that some years ago, do you remember Bobby Sands, the IRA hunger striker?
Yes.
Sorry about this, it's taken a rather dark turn.
Stick with us.
So it was around about that time that he was starving himself in the Mays prison or whatever it was. It was around about that time, probably about 1981, something like that. And they were on, Fred Housego used to present the show, Southern News. It was like a sort of after news at six sort of show.
Yeah. So more cosy.
Sort of nationwide, one show type sort of thing. And he was there. And what had happened was they had Jerry Cottle's circus coming to, perform on the pier somewhere like, I don't know, Bournemouth Pier or something like that. And they had arranged at the end of the show that Fred Housego was going to come on and say, ladies and gentlemen, well, join us again tomorrow at 6 o'clock for Southern Today, or whatever it was called. And with that, two midgets jump up and smash him in the face. Two custard pies. So yeah. It gets to the end of the show and it's live.
Yeah.
And at that moment, the thing comes through and the presenter has to say, we just heard BBC Newswire saying that the hunger striker, Bobby Sands, has died.
Oh, shit.
And with that, up pop the 2 inches and smack him in the face with two custard pies.
Bloody Nora.
So there you are. That's kind of poor planning by them and by me, who was struggling to remember that story as I told you. Just proves it's all improvised, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
This show.
It was clumsy, but so was the story.
So was the story. Now, listen, I've been on tour. I want to thank everyone for coming thus far. We've only done 4 shows.
And you're still talking?
Me and Ramon, well, we're still talking. We never talk very much. Mm. But it's all going very, very well. And I want to thank everyone who's been to, where have we been so far? Darwin, near Blackburn. And then we went to Chorley. And then we went to Chesterfield.
Do you stay or do you come back each time?
We stay in some lovely hotel. No, we stay in a lovely place called The Last Drop, which has got a spa pool and everything. Oh, it's lovely! Absolutely wonderful, except Ramon got into it. There was nearly a tidal wave heading down towards Bolton.
The last drop was left.
There were no drops left. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. And there's plenty more tour to come. And please, if you want to come and see it, go to clintonbaptiste.com/live. And it's called Clinton Baptiste versus Ramon. And if you hate it,
blame Ramon.
Tough shit. You pay for the ticket, you get what you're given. Do you understand?
But I happen to know you've got some very, very special treats coming up.
Oh, yes!
I've been watching you sitting on the toilet with your trousers and your pants down. Is that your willy?
No, that doesn't come into it at all. What treats are coming up?
I'm trying to make it exciting.
Oh, yeah,
made it sound, I'm going to be honest, a little bit shit.
No, it's really bloody good and everyone loves it and everyone loves us and everyone wants to carry a shoulder high.
And you keep having brilliant ideas, so each one's even better than the last, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, listen, where we went on Saturday, Chorley Little Theatre, as you know, eagle-eyed listeners to this show will know we've dealt with Chorley Little Theatre before.
Well, I mean, you say dealt with. You told a story about a pillow falling off a shelf.
I want to talk in the next couple of weeks. I'm going to tell you more about that because I learned something about that. But we spoke to this wonderful woman, Estelle Bryars. Have a listen to this. Proof positive. You join me at Chorley Little Theatre, which the eagle-eared of you will remember has featured before for its haunted paranormal activity. I could not waste a second when I got here to race in and speak to the wonderful Estelle Bryars, who's a volunteer chief cook and bottle washer, I would describe her. She does everything here. Stick a broom up her arse, she'll sweep the stage at the same time, if you like. Here she is. Estelle, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. It's good to be open.
Oh, it's good to be open. Joking there somewhere. But anyway, listen, I just wanted to say, Estelle, that it is haunted here, isn't it?
Very, very.
And Estelle has written down this. That is a list of all the spooky stuff that's gone on. And I said, please, for Christ's sake, just choose one, though. We can't be here all day. But you're going to tell us a little story about something. It's a rather long introduction there. Should we get on with it, Estelle? Tell us the story that's freaked you out and will freak out my listeners the most.
Respect the tech is a saying that we say, those of us who are backstage people and so on. And we have rather interesting tech stuff because what happened was that the room is locked and you can lock it from the outside, you can lock it from the inside.
Yeah.
And quite often the lights come on by themselves. And we see a shadowy figure behaving as though they were operating the switches inside.
Right. Well, I wish you'd turn up because we are here and there's no one here to operate our tech at the moment. Is there, Estelle?
There's nobody there at the moment.
No, apart from this spirit.
Apart from them.
Well, would he know how to put on our show tonight? And will he be available on the cans so we can speak to him and give him directions with the lighting? Or is he just going to float around headlessly?
He's generally more mischievous than that. He usually, and I'm saying he, usually just pops up when I'm not expecting the lights to come on and gives me a little bit of a cheeky surprise.
Does he?
Yeah.
In what way? Did he goose you?
No. He's in the tech box and I'm usually on stage when it happens, sweeping.
Oh, God. Do you think we could... Well, I tell you what we're going to do, listeners. I'm going to hit... So, what sort of things has he done? Because in a minute, I want to go there and we're going to go in the tech box. Is that all right?
We can go in the tech box, but we'll see if the lights go on and off. That's the thing.
Right.
Estelle.
That's happened quite a few times because I could be tidying up or getting the theatre ready and there shouldn't be another person besides me and Ian in the building.
It's not a fault of the light. I'm playing devil's advocate here because you know I believe in all this stuff. But it's not a problem. It's not, some dodgy fuse or something that... I'm not joking. A light has just flickered off there.
That's it. You saw that?
Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah. That's the tech. Respect the tech.
Are you kidding me? What happened through there?
There's no way I could do that. I can't.
I have got literally... Look at me. Yes! We've both gone goose pimply. Shit! That has absolutely freaked me out.
He's got a sense of humour.
Well, he won't enjoy tonight's show. Oh, my God. That in through there is where he is.
No, usually up there, but...
But he does do...
Well, they go backstage because they're tech. Tech go backstage. Oh, the whole point about them is you don't see them.
I'm not kidding. A light has just gone off in... Well, what is that? A corridor?
It's a corridor, yeah.
I'm feeling slightly nauseous. And I deal with spirit all the time in my professional life.
I've got the general impression they like me.
They're what?
They're quite like me.
Do they?
I think they only have a bit of fun.
Oh, bloody hell. Okay. Well, it remains to be seen whether they like me. Did it? That is 100%
bullshit.
Proof! Estelle, do you want to come and present with me? This one's no good.
Oh, flipping it. Come on. If you had someone that agreed with you, you wouldn't love it. You like the challenge, Clinton.
I do like that. Oh, come on.
One of these days, I'll baffle you by agreeing.
Oh, all right.
You do have a dirty bottom. I've seen it.
Will you shut up, Ruth? Yes, we are going to have we're going to have a big boxing match, aren't we?
It'll be quick.
Ghosts don't watch you on the toilet. A story from the Daily Star. Can we have the slightly cheeky ghost toilet music, please?
Ghostly bum music.
Ghostly bum music. Away you go. Oh, yeah, that's good. Here we go.
A leading celebrity psychic opened up... Oh, please, come on. On one of the most common questions he's asked. Matt Fraser... from the US, the famous Matt Fraser, revealed many fear they're being watched over by spooky spirits when they want to be alone. But thankfully, the Hollywood medium assured that even spectres have manners. He said, as much as we had privacy in this world, our loved ones respect our privacy in spirit. It's much like having security cameras in your home.
Yeah, I actually believe this guy. It sounds quite good. The same way we have security cameras in our house and
isn't
that
horse?
Oh, yeah. The same way we have security cameras in our house and we can look in on our significant other, whoever's in
house. Where does he live?
Hollywood, they've all got security cameras.
Spying on people in the house.
Yeah, well, that's right. The same way we have security cameras in our house and we can look in on our significant other or whoever's in the house, we can kind of spy to see what they're doing.
Red flag.
Whoever lives with Matt Fraser, get the hell out of there! We don't do that because we respect their privacy.
Projection.
The same day you wouldn't open the same way. Jesus Christ. Even the Daily Star can't write properly. The same way you wouldn't open the door as they're using the toilet, your loved ones won't do that on the other side. Quite right. In the book, the author also claims that he visits heaven regularly. This is fair enough, so do I. And that death is not something that human beings should fear. Quite right. American Fraser, who is a favourite of Hollywood stars like Gloria Estefan and Jenny McCarthy, claims he can describe the journey from taking your last breath to moving into the afterlife as I can. And, you know, yes, he does deal with top celebrities, Gloria Estefan, Jenny McCarthy, George Clooney, I read here. But, you know, I deal with a lot of our top celebrities over here, Kim Woodburn, Linda Robson.
Yeah.
If any of those people want to come and speak to me, I'm more than happy. Yeah, honestly, I've done a lot of, spiritual work with the likes of David Van Day. He believes humans remain alive in a different dimension. See, David Van Day, you can believe that. I'm in touch with those on Earth. And he urges people to embrace the spirit world as they keep us safe, as I've always said that.
You've got me thinking.
Yeah.
You know, they're obsessed with going to the toilet. Some of these people that get in touch with us are always being bothered by spirits in the toilet.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it because they want to go to the toilet, but for some reason there's something stopping them?
What do you mean?
You know, like spirit often hang around on stairs and stuff if they're trapped between worlds. I'm just wondering what the obsession with the toilet is. Can they use the toilet in the afterlife?
Oh, it's a very interesting point. They don't need to use the toilet in the afterlife.
But they'd like the sensation again.
It's so great up there. It's... a horrible topic of conversation. It's so fantastic up there. It's like heaven. You can eat steak, chips, Walls Vianetta. Where does it go? It by some strange osmosis. You don't waste time. You know, you're there for eternity. Do you want to spend any of that time when you could be enjoying beautiful colours, sitting on clouds, playing harps, in the kazi, curling one out? I don't think so.
My dad's favourite time of the week is a Sunday morning constitutional. He takes the paper in there. He's in there all morning.
Right, okay.
He'd miss that.
Okay, right, well... Okay, if you choose to do that, you can put in a special
request.
Your
idea of heaven is your idea of heaven, I'm guessing.
When you check in at the gates and it's like, do you want breakfast? What, you know, do you want to wake up?
Early morning call, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I tell you what, I went on this tour, I went to a Premier Inn and she said, do you want a wake-up call? I said, yes, please. She said, well, you're clearly pre-diabetic. I would do something about your weight. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Hey! I can't go back there after my naked run.
Do you remember?
I did the...
That's right. I do remember. I was a bit worried about you then.
Yeah, I was a bit worried about me too, but I haven't done it since. And I will always take pyjamas to a hotel now.
Oh, quite right. I went into one... This week, we were up in Charlie and I went to the front desk and I said, yeah, it's just me. I'm quite a pure man. Can you make sure the pornography is disabled? I went, you sick bastard. You can eat as many steak and chips as you like. Encona hot bonnet pepper sauce. I'm very keen on that.
All right. No repercussions.
No repercussions. And also, if you... Repercussions. If you do... And you can have mushroom. But if you... What it is, if you do need the toilet...
Yeah.
That's all out of view. That's all out of view. That's all taken care of.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to see any ghastly pipes or anything.
Like glitter and rainbows.
It's all glitter and rainbows. I mean, I don't... You know... Of course, it's all dealt with discreetly up there. There's not a lot of gold, glittery stools floating around.
Well, I just wonder whether one of the junior angels has a duty. I don't know, because we've talked about it in the past, haven't we? And some of the descriptions you've given me of the afterlife do sound like, well, kind of quite a boring old people's home. So I did wonder whether there were some orderlies there that might be in charge of the clear-up situation.
No, well, they have proper water companies up there. They don't just flush... jobbies out into the afterworld.
Yeah. And anyway, they're delightful, I imagine. Smell like strawberries.
Right.
Well, that's that covered.
Thank you. Please continue with this podcast because it will be a little bit more highbrow. Here's your Skype... Oh, well, not now. Here's your Skype messages.
New message.
Yeah, hi, Clinton. I saw a ghost and I shit myself.
Here, it's Jared from the Chess Club. Nice work with your bishop tonight. Anyway... There was a couple of metal balls left on a seat and I just wondered, did they...
You're right, Clapton. I'm just ringing up because I've been getting, like, haunted mobile phone and phone messages on my phone.
Hiya, Clinton. This is Penelope from Pounding Pink Productions here. Just dropping you a quick voicemail to say thank you very much for your audition for our upcoming production of Ghostly Bum.
Now... This week, I did an interview with Radio X, which I thought, well, it's cheating a bit. I've lifted it from Radio X.
Do they know?
They do know. I've spoken to someone about it. This is me and Chris Moyles on the Radio X Breakfast Show, part one.
I am delighted to say that joining us live in the studio this morning is the one and only Clinton Baptiste.
Oh. Spirit, very, very strong.
You just light it up.
Very, very strong. Clinton Baptiste, clairvoyant, medium, psychic, spirit leader, Reiki healer, feeler.
Yes.
International mystical seer and universally funny fakir. Fakir, it's a sort it's of... it's sort of guru.
It's guru. It's a guru.
I am renowned for my skills of telepathy and faith healing.
That's true.
I have an honorary degree from the University of the Third Eye. City and Guilds, level 2 in above ground sanitation.
Oh.
I do, I can provide a number of 5-star reviews, including one from Nick Knowles of the DIY program.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Who referred to me as a total conundrum.
Right. Mm.
And I'm going on tour.
You are going on tour.
Yes. Yeah.
You and Ramon going on tour.
I don't know where he is.
Yeah, I thought the two of you were coming in to plug the tour.
No, very, very lazy. He's still in bed.
Oh.
Not mine, but I got up and had a protein shake. That's not a euphemism.
Right.
Jumped in an Uber, got told off by the Uber man, if you're listening.
Right.
I put a curse on you.
Ooh.
Oh, did you?
Yes. Yeah. You might want to get a cushion to sit down for the rest of the day
car.
Yes.
So you're not a good start to the day.
Terrible start to the day. I was convening.
Were you?
I was convening.
You'll get kicked out for that.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that anymore.
What I did, I was asking the spirit all sorts of questions. How did, you know, the oceans form? What is the meaning of life? How did Amanda Holden get to judge a talent contest? All mysteries.
Very decent questions.
Mysteries.
And I'm picking up very, very strongly.
Oh.
You, young man.
Oh.
Oh, hello, Clinton.
I want to say James. It's a name like James.
It is James, yes. Right.
And I want to say, I'm saying it's your birthday.
It is my birthday.
I'm saying it's your birthday. All right.
You are right.
I'm saying you're a Virgo.
I am a Virgo.
That's very good.
Renowned for their sense of style and dress sense.
Thank you.
Definitely Virgo. You're not on the cusp.
Yeah. No, I am Virgo today, yeah.
And what I'm picking, there's a real glow about you, maybe because you worked at Sellafield, but what I'm saying is...
Oh, you did.
I did work
you
at did Sellafield. Work there.
That's what I'm getting. Yeah. Very much. You've got the boy, the looks of a boy next door to Sellafield, but them looks... What I'm saying to you, what I'm saying is it tonight, I'm seeing you're going on the pool tonight.
Ooh.
On your birthday. As I'm a clairvoyant of some renown, I'm just seeing if you're going to, if there are any wonderful ladies out there who are going to fancy you tonight. It's good to have an early night, isn't it?
Yes.
On your birthday, bit of cake.
It is.
Some jam.
I was up very early. Yeah,
jam. Thanks. I'm getting jam. Oh. Very much jam.
Oh, wow.
It does love, yeah. See, you do very love jam. Jam.
Very much jam.
Yeah.
And 16 years old.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And wonderful.
I tell you what, you are, I'll get you to say something in a minute. What I'm saying is that you,
you're flashing me.
What I'm saying about you, your generation, it's the, what you call it, Generation Y, isn't it? Very, very selfish generation that, and you don't believe this.
Oh.
I've got your great Uncle Ted here, James.
My Uncle Ted?
Yeah. And you know what he's telling me?
What's he saying?
No, he said he don't want to be rude about your generation, but he said he fought in the war.
Mm-hmm.
He said he brought up a family on about 5p a day. He had to go scrumping for apples to eat. So he was a bit disappointed to see you get triggered and have to hide under a duvet at 3 in the afternoon because Deliveroo forgot your garlic bread. Do you understand?
Yes.
I do like
very, very selfish.
Very selfish.
But what I've got you for your birthday.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
something.
It's a feather.
Oh.
From Ted's celestial wings.
There you
go. Pass that to James.
Yeah, please do.
My Uncle Ted.
Is that in your pocket?
You. Thank you.
That's come out of my pocket.
Oh, thank God for that.
And he also likes Twix.
He loved a Twix, didn't he?
He did love a Twix.
He loved a Twix.
Yeah, he did love.
You love that Twix.
Sorry, I've rather taken over.
It's fine.
What I call taking.
But the stage is yours. You know, you know, as I've said many times when you've been on the show, I'm not generally a believer, but when it comes to you, I can't deny that you have abilities and skills far beyond those of mere mortal men.
Very, very. I do touch people.
I have heard you know, that.
And today, being in here, I'm giving you my whole.
Thank you.
W. So what I want to impress upon you all, you have to let the spirit speak to you.
Yeah.
Mm. How do the gods communicate with us?
Yeah. Mm.
Is it through written on tablets of stone like Moses brought down from Mount Everest? Or is it, as some people believe, through a biscuity treat enjoyed at the end of a Chinese meal? Chinese fortune cookies.
Wow. And now I thought they were just a joke.
Oh, my friend.
Oh, really?
So cut off. Very, very cut off.
Very naive.
Naive. And you're right to be naive. There's a lot of charlatans out there.
Yeah.
Until I tell you, your outgoing personality coupled with Saturn, position of Saturn, passing through the nine houses of Babylonia, tells me you're a Pisces, am I correct?
I am a Pisces.
Are you a Pisces?
I am a Pisces.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got the Chinese fortune cookies, which come in the traditional Chinese plastic lager, half lager.
That's it.
Yeah.
And I just want to, for people at home who do not believe, I'm going to just open one now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
This is going out to you,
James. To me. Jim. Thanks, Clint.
And it says, very simple, I got very good value all the way from Wuhan.
Oh,
1200 for $6.99.
Right.
Comes with a free dry roasted bat. And it says, help. I'm in a sweatshop just outside Shanghai. Forget that one. We'll do some more in a minute.
That's not a good one. Yeah, yeah. Now, can I talk to you about the tour?
Yes.
Because you are
going... you would. Can't get a blooming word in edgeway. Go on.
We're going on tour.
We're going all over.
Now, it's you and Ramon. And now, I want to just very quickly... The show and the tour starts tonight.
Yes.
Tonight.
Wow.
Yeah, in Darwin.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Darwin, near Blackburn.
Very intellectual sounding place.
It's in the Library Theatre.
Oh.
And we're aiming to keep it quiet. Yeah. You won't be able to hear a pin drop when we're on stage.
That's a highbrow.
Two nights you're playing there.
Two nights, yeah.
Oh, that's
just to get it right.
If you're listening to Darwin. Now, if you go to clintonbaptiste.com, you'll get all the tour dates.
Very
If you live in or anywhere near Chorley, Chesterfield, King's Lynn, Leeds, Middleton, Walsall, Winchester, St. Helens, Whitley Bay, Scarborough, Leeds again. Good tour managing that. London, Barrow-in-Furness, Barnsley, Halifax, Coventry, Basingstoke.
All right, overdoing it a little bit.
Liverpool. Burnley,
Newcastle,
Bolton, Nottingham, Sheffield, Kendal, Lytham, Billingham, wherever that is, Gravesend, Cambridge, Hove. If any of those places...
Yeah.
You live near York, Lancaster, Belfast?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, we're going everywhere.
You're going everywhere, yeah.
The demand is sky high.
It looks it. And Blackpool at the Tower?
Very much so.
Oh.
Great.
Oh, love Blackpool.
Shepherd's Bush Empire in London, Cardiff, everywhere. Go to clintonbaptiste.com and you have to go and see Clinton versus Ramon.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
You may remember a few weeks ago we spoke to Kelly Taylor, who runs, you know, she's a beautician.
Oh, yes.
She's up in Hull. Mm. And this week I had an idea. Did you see that Kate Moss, she's got her own wellness sort of site,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, Clean Beauty.
Clean Beauty. And it's called Cosmos. We've also got, who else does one? Famously, oh, Goop, isn't it? Goop.
Yeah, although I don't know why I'd want to smell like her fanny, to be honest.
No.
Selena Gomez has got one. Very nice.
They've all got them.
The
loads
kid
of...
from Stranger Things, although I don't know why you'd want an anti-aging from someone who's not really got to the point of aging.
Well,
yet.
Exactly.
20 or whatever she
They're
is.
They're all on that bandwagon.
Yeah.
So this week, with seeing that I'm someone who offers a holistic approach to life, I thought I'd start my own. Just in time for Christmas.
What are you going to call it?
Well, have a listen to this interview with Kelly, where I spoke to her this week, asking her to help me sort it out.
Oh, yeah, you're jumping on that bandwagon, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, I was reading about, you know, Gwyneth Paltrow's got Goop and Kate Moss has got Cosmos.
Yeah.
Also, Cindy Crawford, Urban Remedy.
Yeah.
I just wondered, I mean, I prepared a few bits and I just wondered, you know, you did say that you might be able to help me.
I've got all the connections.
What have you? And can you provide cosmetics, face creams?
Oh God, I've got my own line of products called For Skin by Kelly Taylor.
For Skin,
we do everything. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, you do vegan and that.
It's all vegan, cruelty free, and beautiful for skin.
What sorts of things, what sorts of products do you do?
We do scrubs, wipes, lotions, potions, bottles of things, like jars of stuff. And they're up for all over, yeah.
You could get hold of some of this stuff wholesale, is that right?
Yeah, I can. To be fair, if I do go bulk, quality does tend to be a little bit less than nice.
Oh, I'm struggling, first of all, for a name. Right, for a name, you know, you got Kate.
That's very important. It's very important.
I'm not entirely certain what sort of thing it should be called. You know,
name it after you.
I thought Baptism by Clint.
That sounds beautiful. It's very pithy.
Super in brackets, natural products.
Oh,
super.
You've got it.
Clinton Baptiste and Kelly welcome you to a holistic place of wellness and curiosity as we look for connection and resonance everywhere we can find it. Do you understand? Kate Moss says
that. I like that. And you just lift that from our website, did you?
Well, yeah, sort of. And she goes something about opening a door to balance and well-being, all that shit at the end.
Airy fairy nonsense. They love it.
Yeah, they do like all that. But I'm a big believer in, you know, I want to touch people's whole with a W, a holistic approach to self-care.
I love it.
Okay. What about if I were to get out, you know, an aftershave for blokes or a perfume? I'm trying to find a name. I mean, the scent. And I did have one before, The Scent of Our Souls. But I don't know whether that sounds...
That's gorgeous.
The Scent of Our Souls.
What's its low notes? What's its high notes?
I think its base notes is something quite earthy.
Yeah,
Where would you... I mean, I don't want it, you know, something every day. I mean, not so every day. I don't want to smell a glade, but you know what I mean?
Something earthy, something like soil.
Yeah, as a base note, and then the high notes would be, Something a bit stinky, you know, eh?
Roses.
Heaven Sent. What about Heaven Sent? Heaven Sent.
That's gorgeous. But hey, is that going to be scent spelt different?
Yeah, SC.
Oh, that is amazing.
Smelly Spirit. No, it's shit, that. No. Colonely the Dead. No, it sounds like it smells like a dead person.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Don't do that. Nothing that smells like a cadaver. We don't really want that. Probably not a great...
Oh, when you say cadaver, I think Purple Mottles. No, don't do that.
Yeah. Purple Mottle by Clint.
I like that.
Purple Mottle. No, it does
It could smell like violets.
It sounds a bit... Well, yeah, it's a bit dead. But it's about lifestyle. It's about dreams. It's a philosophy... living. Do you know anyone? I know you had an in with Pete Waterman, didn't you? You don't know Dua Lipa at all. Dua Lipa.
I've heard of her. I've never spoke to her.
Yeah.
She's got beautiful skin.
She has got beautiful skin. And we could get the sort of lesser British Poundland version. Jessie J, is she still going?
Yeah, that's the one that's in America now and is black. Oh, no, that's no. I'm thinking of Jessie Nelson. Sorry.
You know more, you know less about bloody pop stars than I do, and I'm ancient.
I'm older.
Jessie J done Not About the Money, Money, Money. Well, fucking hell.
Yeah.
If it doesn't bother you too much, love, you can come aboard and we're giving, you know, slightly lesser fee.
Yeah, I like her because she's loud.
Yeah. Can I just ask you this, Kelly? If you look at, you know, Gwyneth Paltrow's shop, she has a wellness shop, and it's like a, well, she says it, because I'm reading this is from her thing, because pleasure is an important pillar of well-being, we have a carefully curated sex shop. And I wonder whether...
That's off her website?
Yeah, they do sexy stuff. I wonder whether we could just nick that bit around. But sexy pleasure, because sexy pleasure... is an important part of well-being. That's too vague, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that could just be anything, rubbing up against furniture, all sorts.
Just trying to
What
think.
Products exactly is it that you've got? Like, is it a face scrub?
It's lady stuff.
Is it for downstairs areas?
It's downstairs.
How many products can you have for your downstairs area?
Oh, there's all sorts. There's wands, there's ticklers, there's... tartan for thermos flasks, from what I can see.
What about, because we do the Jazzlyn down in the clinic, what about a wax and scrub for the front bum as a prep for a Vajazzle? They'll buy out.
Let me just write that down. What do you say? It's a front bum scrub.
Yeah, front bum scrub. You could just put some brown sugar and some olive oil, put it in a pot, say it's £50, I have to scrub your front bum before we do the Jazzlyn. They'll buy it because they'll pay for anything.
What sort of Vajazzles do you... Right, and what do you do? Different designs? Studs, rings, dangles?
No, it's all just with stuck-on gems. It looks beautiful. My best mate, Jackie, she had a Ukrainian flag very recently because she's quite political as Jackie.
That's nice.
But we get rid of all the bit off the front, you know, that bit.
Yeah.
Get rid of that, smooth as a baby's bum. Then we pop some gems on, and I do three styles.
Yeah.
Full mound, half mound, and flaps.
Right.
And we just put gems on everything, the whole thing. It looks beautiful, like little disco doors. It's real jazzy.
Okay, perhaps we could offer that discounted pro. Real jazzy. What about what they call a penis one?
Jazzles. I do that for our local anchor man. He comes in once every couple of weeks and just has... His wand made all sparkly. It looks beautiful.
Really? What, do you just cover it in a bit of glue and dip it in some glitter from Hobbycraft?
Well,
do you do it?
That's what it looks like.
Right.
It looks like you're wearing a really sparkly condom.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Can I just ask you the other thing? I don't want to be, I don't know whether we should bring this out, but do you remember famously Gwyneth Paltrow? She brought out the candle that's called This Smells Like My Vagina.
Oh, it's
a gimmick, but it sells. You don't do anything like that.
I don't have anything that smells of fannies, no.
Minjario by Kelly. What, you know, something like that.
I wouldn't draw attention to Minge personally, no. But I think you could.
Flapatio.
Write that down.
Flapatio.
It sounds Italian.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Fenty di Flapperia by Kelly.
Oh, I love it.
Di Kelly.
Oh, Di Kelly. Oh, Di my Kelly. God.
Yeah. Well, okay, look, I tell you what, I might actually send through some of my writing there for the editorial, the Clintorial, and then just a few words to stick on the jars and that.
Yeah, that'd be nice. We'll just print them off.
Can I tell you what, can I give you a bell next week, see how you're getting on?
Well, is that you done now? I'm just going to be putting things in jars.
Well, no, we'll talk about some money. Let me send you some terms of, you know, employment.
Yeah.
All right. Look, I'll speak to you next week, Kel.
All right. Night, night.
Night, night.
Bye.
And I'll get back to her next week, of course. What do you think?
I look forward to seeing some of the clinical trial papers before I go anywhere near that.
All right. Well, you mock.
I mean, given that the last time you showed any interest in wellness, you were tanning your hole in the back garden.
I might offer a whole tan. The whole podcast
SPF.
Is...
SPF.
What?
SPF for your taint.
What, SPF?
Yeah.
What?
Sun protection. One bit of cream factor 50 for your food.
Well, hold on just a minute. I don't think it's damaged. No. Oh,
my God!
Is that all right?
Did it look like that before?
I don't know. I've never seen it before. Right. Anyway, listen, ladies and gentlemen, more fun now as we go to Sandria Mosses from Take a Break.
It looks like David Dickinson.
It's a Bobby Dazzler, isn't it? It really is. Right, hold on. No, we're not going to Sandria Mosses. We're going to this article here.
God.
Phantoms in the forecast. Experts are convinced the weather affects paranormal activity. So, basically, this article from Take a Break, Fate and Fortune, yeah. Can we have spooky music,
okay,
please?
Yeah.
Tells you that ghosts do like the nice weather.
In July last year, the Met Office issued its first ever amber heat warning for large areas of the UK. Are they going to say this is a good thing for spirits?
They are, yes.
Bloody hell.
Oh, she's so cynical.
What about the planet? As temperatures skyrocketed, some paranormal investigators noticed that the scorching weather also led to a surge in ghostly activity.
Whoa!
I'm having checks at the moment.
Phil Barron, a paranormal investigator from ghost group What I See in the Dark, says, at the peak of last summer's hot weather, I had an investigation at Newsham Park Hospital in Liverpool, which was once an orphanage. I've done around 60 investigations there, but I had much more interaction with the spirits of orphans than I've ever experienced. Some of my guests even had child spirits following them around, which has never happened before. It really was something else, or like a holiday club.
Yeah, that's right. The kids want to come out and meet people. Go on.
And in July last year, I held an investigation at Antwerp Mansion, a Victorian house in Manchester. Gosh, yeah. He knows how to live, don't he?
Yeah.
And there was a lot more spirit activity than the usual in the ballroom on the top floor. Ah, parents dancing, kids at the flipping
that's
orphanage.
Right. Yeah.
Could this be because heat... What?
Heat rises.
Heat rises. But it was a really interesting phenomenon. Members of the public also reported more spooky happenings than usual during the heat wave of 2018. Gary Parsons from Plymouth Paranormal Investigators told The Sun newspaper, "We have received a major spike in the number of calls during June and July with people reporting scary supernatural phenomena." You know why? Kids are off school and they tit about on the phone.
No, nothing to do with that.
It is.
Nothing to do with that. I tell you what, you were asking me earlier about the piping system up there beyond the Celestial Veil. Yeah. It's beautiful weather up there.
Is it?
Oh, my God. It's always sunny.
Right.
You can always get a sunbed. They don't just get the German spirits coming down.
You don't have to get up early.
You don't have to get up early. You want a sunbed, bang, it's there.
No wet play.
No wet play. It's all out there. And that's one thing you have got to look forward to. It's beautiful weather any time you like. I mean, there's swimming pools open. There's the lot. Anything you want. It's like a sort of holiday camp.
Like Centre Parks.
It's like Centre Parks with less irritating middle class people demanding nice coffees cycling around the place. I mean, it is, you know, a verdant green place full of very healthy looking people. It's a lot like Centre Parks down here, isn't it?
Sounds a bit boring, though. I mean, you get 2 weeks of that, you want normal again, don't you?
What would your idea then be?
Well, you know, I'm northern. I quite like it cold now and again. I like the changing of the seasons. I like a wet day. I like laughing in the rain.
Are you honestly telling me when you get up there, you like it a bit northern?
Yeah, I want to put a jumper on now and again.
You're at the gates being greeted by St. Peter, Mother Teresa, and Captain Tom, who'd done the walking up and down and that.
Oh, God.
And he's going, come in, come in. Look at this. What do you think? It's a nice grey northern day. There's some crisp paper swirling around in the corner of by the precinct. You like that, do you?
I had a lot of happy times at Salford Precinct as a child.
Right, but it was, what, in the pissing rain?
Yes, being wheeled around with a Greg's dummy, or a sausage roll, as you may know it, when I was a tiny child.
Okay, well, if that's what you want, you can have whatever you want up there. That's the point.
Oh, yeah, I'll have some of that then.
Okay, that is the ghost weather forecast. And next time, I'll prepare a slightly better article for us to look at. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Oh, no, it's not going to get wet again, is it?
You're going to like this. I have had, literally, I've been bombarded with 3 tweets saying they enjoyed this section. Barry's ASMR.
If you have got someone sleeping next to you at the moment quite peacefully, perhaps move away from them because you are going to wake them up.
Okay. This is Barry. It's my next door neighbour. Some of you might know what ASMR is. It is a very relaxing, a relaxing sound.
Yeah. It gives you a tingle, or for me, a shudder.
And my neighbour Barry has, what can I say? He's taken it up himself.
His wife's into it and he's trying his best, isn't he?
This is what the sort of thing is. This is Cheryl who does ASMR.
So if you're not familiar to my channel, you'll know that lots of train sounds come and go and I just incorporate them into my videos because they are quite relaxing.
Why has she got such a sloppy tongue?
I'm going to talk you through all the...
It's supposed to relax you.
...of London.
Now, I like that. Oof. I like that. It's very, very relaxing. Here's Barry from next door with his own ASMR to get his own wife to sleep.
More Barry ASMR now. Listen carefully for trigger words as I take you shopping. What am I going to buy at the shops? Some nice biscuits. A bit of cake. Lovely bit of cake. Chocolate cake. Trigger words. Digesters. Lovely crumbly digesters. Some tea. PG tips tea. What else? A nice bit of porridge. Right bit of porridge. No added sugar. What else do we want, Nelly? Nice bit of bacon. Nice bit of bacon. Sausage. Not Lincolnshire. Nice bit of chicken. Some cautious check. Trigger. No, go to sleep now. Go to sleep.
Well, if that doesn't relax you, I don't know what will.
That made my ovaries shrivel.
Oh, Linda, tell me this. What are you going to be doing now?
Well,
getting into training for a boxing match with Ruth, no doubt.
I don't think I'm going to need to train too much.
Right, listen, ladies and gentlemen, goodbye to you, my love.
Oh, thanks very much.
Will I see you next week?
If you want me.
Oh, good old Linda. All right, listen, well, it's time for me to say goodbye until next time. See you on tour. I've got to get up back on tour now. See you somewhere in the country.
Yeah, baby, it's that time again. I've got on my towel and roll. Ooh, it's falling open. Can you see my dingle dangle, baby? Can you see my dingle dangle?
It's Clinton Baptiste, the end of another show.
And me, Barry White.
saying thank you very, very much. That's just a little trick, that.
That's me Bobby producer does that.
I want to thank Linda once again. Lovely Linda, she's brilliant. I want to thank Dave for sending in that message. Who else do we have? Oh, Estelle Bryers from the Charlie Little Theatre. I want to thank... who else do we have? Chris Miles. Thank you, Chris. And Kelly Taylor. And who else? Oh, Barry. Barry with his wonderful ASMR. And because you've been so lovely in joining me,
I'm gonna grab you by the bum-bum, swing you round. Namaste. 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 Namaste.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Yeah, right. Clinton Baptiste here, offering you the chance to enjoy my Patreon podcast for free for 7 days. So many people have been joining me over there. It's a shame that you're not. We've got videos, cartoons, we've got all sorts of stuff, all the old back catalogue, and a chance for exclusive dibs on tickets before anyone else. Please come to patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste. All right, spirit fading now. See you there. Fading now.